Human papillomavirus is the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States. It is so common that almost all sexually active men and women get it at some point in their lives. HPV is preventable, but vaccination rates are low nationwide, with particularly troubling statistics coming out of West Virginia. Shelly Dusick found out she had cervical cancer 2 weeks after she got married. She was 22.
And I was probably the most grateful person to find out that I had cancer that you have ever seen. Because for the 6 years prior to that, I had been told by 4 doctors that I'd never lived to see 30, that they didn't know what was wrong with me, been through 7 diagnostic surgeries, and we didn't know what was wrong.
Her first symptoms, irregular heavy periods, debilitating pain in her right side, started when she was about 16. She had a hysterectomy soon after learning about the cervical cancer. Dusick was quick to point out that her case was not normal. The average age of cervical cancer diagnosis in the United States is 48.
But being exposed to the virus that causes cervical cancer in your teens or in your 20s is very common.
HPV viruses, there are more than 100 related strains, cause almost all cases of cervical and anal cancers, according to the National Cancer Institute. HPV can also cause other cancers, including cancer of the mid-throat.
We need to get the word out that we have a vaccine that can prevent cancer.
That's Catherine Moffitt, head of pediatric infectious diseases at West Virginia University School of Medicine.
Giving the HPV vaccine is not about giving your child permission to be sexually active. Those are very important conversations. To talk to your kid and making good choices and waiting on things and being monogamous, those are all really important things. It's about prevention. So you give it before anybody is even remotely considering doing anything. Give it at 11 and 12 when they get a really brisk response and they get a response to all of the serotypes in the vaccine. Then you are protected.
Moffitt says millions of doses of the vaccine have been given in the 10 years since the vaccine was approved, but that West Virginia continues to experience low vaccination rates. There are no known serious side effects to the vaccine.
Unfortunately, we are number one in HPV-related cervical cancer deaths, and number four in HPV-related infections in the United States. That's bad.
Part of West Virginia's high cervical cancer rates may be due to other risk factors. Smoking, for instance, increases the risk of cervical cancer, as does poverty and being overweight, according to the American Cancer Society. Shelly Dusick was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2002, 4 years before the first vaccine came out.
The day that the FDA approved the vaccine for HPV, I bawled like a baby. Because for the first time, there was hope that no other woman would have to go through what I went through. And no one should.
According to the CDC, about 79 million Americans are currently infected with HPV. About 14 million people become newly infected each year. There is no cure. Dusick is now 36 and hasn't been sick since her surgery. She loves being well, but says she still has trouble walking through the aisles of Walmart and passing the baby section.
And I think about the things that that vaccine could have saved. It would be worth it.
Dusick is now a health information specialist for the West Virginia Breast and Cervical Cancer Screening Program, which has been partnering with the West Virginia Immunization Network to try and increase HPV vaccination rates in Appalachia. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedum Foundation.